The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Podcast Movement has announced the dates and venues for their in-person events in 2022. Podcast Movement Evolutions will be in Los Angeles in California from March the 23rd to the 26th, and Podcast Movement 2022 itself will be in Dallas in Texas from August 23rd to the 26th. We aim to be at both, and we're massively looking forward to it. Marco Arment from Overcast reversed his experiment of skipping some analytics prefixes when played in the app within a few hours of our publication yesterday. However, PodLP, a podcast app for iOS in developing countries, has announced that it will also skip some analytics prefixes, citing incompatibilities with IP version 6. What we really need here is an incognito mode for podcast apps. I think I've written a proposal that would avoid interference from ad blockers, ensure IPv6 compatibility, allow users to control attribution of their behavior, as well as allow podcast publishers to retain control. I'd love your feedback. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Sounds Profitable has unveiled its monthly deep dive. This time it's from Spreaker Enterprise for Publishers. It's worth a watch. Magellan AI has published their top 15 US podcast advertisers for February. BetterHelp is still number one. Feather, a furniture rental service, whatever next, is on top of the movers and shakers, increasing their spend eightfold. In France, Slate Audio has launched. It's a podcast recommendation platform promoting its own podcasts and editorially selected picks from others. It's unrelated to Slate in the US, at least I think so. And Libsyn has appointed Douglas Woodron to its board of directors. He's a former CFO of CNET. In the past, Libsyn has identified significant issues of alleged fraud in China. Woodron has experience that could help. He's been CFO at ChinaCast Education Corporation since 2012. Now, that company filed for bankruptcy in 2016 after former CEO Ron Chan allegedly stole $41 million from the company, and some former ChinaCast officials are in jail. And Libsyn's SEC filing also notes that Libsyn Podcasting has failed to file VAT or GST returns correctly over the last 5 years for the EU and at least three additional jurisdictions. And in podcast news, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, or is it Dave Graveline? Anyway, it's moved to Blueberry. He was previously self-hosting. He's been posting on-demand audio from his show for 26 years, according to Blueberry's write-up. Mini Questions is new from iHeartRadio from Minnie Driver, an actor and songwriter. She'll be asking the same 7 questions to every guest. And The Rugby Pod, the most listened-to rugby podcast in the world, has been acquired by Spotify. The Ringer Sports Podcast Division. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.